any conditions.
Heading into yet another week where we're trying to stop the oil leak from flooding our beaches, both in Louisiana and in Florida. A lot of people bailing on the drill, baby, drill theory, thanks to the platform sinking and now this horrible oil spill that just gets worse and worse every day. The news is nastier. Also, speaking of nasty, Ahmadinejad, the little man that could from Iran, screaming out about the U.S., that the USA should be punished for nuke threats. Give me a break. Why does this guy even have a forum? Why does he even come to the United States? Oh, that's right. We can't do anything with the United Nations, or they can't do anything. Right from the get-go, a lot of hot opinions here. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place, left, right, and the colors in between. Remember, this is Water Cooler Buzz. That means you have a say. If you want to throw in your two cents, please do it at 800-259-5791. We're going to tell you about Nashville being underwater, but before we get to that big, big story, as the investigation continues into that Nissan Pathfinder that was left at Times Square, was smoking, was spotted by a vendor, and was actually picked up on Craigslist. So as we go deeper on this, and there have been all kinds of suggestions as to who, was it a lone terrorist, was it somebody connected to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, or who was it? Turns out they're looking for a Pakistani man in the New York bomb case. He's a Connecticut resident who bought the SUV off of Craigslist, and they're desperately, they being the, I call them the foot police, but the FBI and the cops and anybody in law enforcement, they're looking for this potential suspect who is a man of Pakistani descent who recently went to Pakistan. And it's very sensitive at this point, but we know what we're looking at here, don't we, when we start to put all these things together? And in case you completely missed this, because you're a sports fanatic and barely come up from air, and it was a big weekend in sports with the playoffs and whatnot in the Kentucky Derby, the Nissan Pathfinder and Times Square, what do they have in common? That, of course, was the car on Saturday, 6 p.m. That's when the smoke started to come out of it. It was rigged like nobody's business with a crude, very crude, propane and gasoline bomb. I think that's what initially led to the thought that it could be some homegrown person and also a white guy on the video who was taking off his shirt and putting on another shirt. But it was very hot in New York over the weekend, 90-plus degrees. So the FBI is in deep on this. They've taken over the investigation pretty much over what's gone on since Saturday. And the indications are starting to look more and more, follow the money, right, that it's connected to international terrorism, right? Shocked. I am sure you are blown away by this. Not, right? Here's the weird thing. The SUV that was driven in and through Times Square, part of this botched bombing deal, was sold for cash 3 weeks ago. I already mentioned Craigslist, right? So they're looking into the history of the car. That's probably the easiest way ever to crack some kind of case like this. The VIN number was removed from the dashboard, but it was stamped on the engine and the axle, and that's how they were able to find the owner, thank goodness. So then they tracked the license plates to an auto parts shop in Connecticut, where they discovered the plates were connected to a different car. We knew that, really, a lot of that by yesterday. And now at this point, as they look at hundreds of hours of video from around the area, going back way before the car showed up, they're trying to find this man in his 40s who took off the shirt, as I mentioned, near the path finder. The guy was shooting down what they call Schubert Alley and taking off the shirt. And then there was another shirt underneath that in the same clip. And this is why it's suspicious. He keeps looking back. Now, that thing about looking over your shoulder, he keeps looking over his shoulder in the direction of the car and puts the first shirt in a bag. So it could mean absolutely nothing, or there could be a connection here. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you hear what the White House flack has to say, Robert Gibbs, I mean press secretary, and also another perspective on this as well from Mayor Bloomberg. And there are a lot of possible motives here, and they really have not completely narrowed this down to, okay, it's definitely foreign. This is definitely related to Pakistan. This is definitely, definitely terrorism. But the more they tend to try to connect these dots, the more it is definitely looking this way. So you can't be surprised. There are some telltale signs that we've seen, and it's really, really pointing in that direction. It's not conclusive at this point. Not conclusive. Here's what is the worst part of this. You think of New York, and I said this before, and you think of terrorism, you think of 9/11, and how much safer are we? How much more secure are we? I can remember, because of being in New Jersey and New York, getting searched and then being cautious about when I could travel and going over the bridges. And so they started to do that same thing again. And we do have, I just got a text message here that the man that we're talking about, the U.S. citizen of Pakistani descent, has now been arrested in that short of time, has now been arrested in connection with this bomb attempt. So I'm sure we'll, as more of these leads are being flushed out surrounding him, I'm sure we'll find out more about that as well. Crude bomb made, plopped in the car, and luckily evacuations in Times Square, nobody hurt, and nothing went off as well. The other story that's kind of getting lost in the sauce today, and I looked at the pictures early in the day, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, Mother Nature, how awful it's been, and many of you in Kentucky know this, how awful it's been in parts of the South, but the Southeast, but particularly in Tennessee, Nashville, it's just crazy. It's just underwater. The death toll continues to rise from people that, frankly, have drowned in different circumstances, whether it's something horrible that happened in a house or people that were in cars. Now they're talking about at least 28 people have been killed as a result of those tornadoes and thunderstorms, because it's not just the rain. I mean, the rain was ridiculous, the flash floods and the breaking records of massive raindrops, certainly. But thousands of people had to leave their houses and hotels, too. You look at pictures of Nashville, and it doesn't look like Nashville. It's not a lot of country singing going on. You normally see when you walk down those famous streets and the wannabes with their guitar case out and open. They're not there. Of course they're not there, because it's wet. Everywhere is wet. The former home of the Grand Ole Opry, the recording studios of Music Row, they're not in immediate danger, they say, but they're concerned about it to be sure. And tourists had to take cover, too, especially when you look at the one river that was right there in Nashville, crested at 51.9 feet. Woo! Moving slowly, that's the good news, but not good when you look at where it's headed and all the people that are vacationing right near Opryland. Hang with us. Cell phone dangers next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1183.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12,1553, $607.77 for a half ounce, or $303.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $12,1553, $607.77, and $303.88.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have more on that arrest of the Pakistani American in those muddy, horrible streets in Nashville. Boy, anyone who's been to that city, you just have to envision it. It's a small city, but it's a cute city. It really is. It's very accessible, and it's all about country music and other types of music too, not just country that's around it. Man, it was just impacted like nobody's business, and got buried underneath so many other things that are taking precedence that we've been talking about here on ATN. Cell phones, boy, we all have them, don't we? I just got a note from someone today, a friend of mine in a newsroom, busy on the cell phone, actually the iPhone, paying so much attention to the iPhone that she tripped over a step and almost broke her ankle. Luckily, it was just a sprain. I'm laughing. But that's because here in an office setting, paying attention as far as the iPhone was concerned, looking down but not paying attention to what was going on around her. And more we're hearing stories like this. But there are other dangers when we think about the cell phone. So who better to have on this show than the guru of all technology? We love having him here. Greg Stebbins. He's one of the editors at Men's Health Magazine. Greg, how are you?
I'm great, Kate, and it's great to be here.
Did you hear? Is that crazy? She was paying attention to what the texting. She was texting something, and she really, no joke, sprained her ankle. Major anchor woman in a big city.
Well, you heard about, I guess it was about a year ago, a teenager was texting while walking down the street and fell through a manhole.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, it's for all all the talk you hear about distracted driving and how dangerous cell phones are for texting and even trying to dial a phone when you're driving. I'm in New York City. It's dangerous to walk down the street. I'm highly concerned about distracted walking, and I'm thinking about getting someone to do a campaign to get people to stop walking and texting at the same time.
Yeah, no kidding. Were you in New York City over the weekend when that incident happened at Times Square?
I was. I mean, I'm about 2 miles from there, and you know, when you're in a large city like this, something like that can happen so close by, and you don't know until it's all over, and you know, you happen to be on watching the news or something. So it was completely news to us, but yeah, it definitely made us stop and think, wow, we could have been around there.
Yeah, because Times Square, especially as you know, since you're there and you frequent New York a lot, it's how they close off the one section of it, and it's the theater district, but it's also people that are going to eat and just look at the lights. It's really crowded
now,
Times Square.
You end up just kind of hanging around there. So, yeah, that was not an insignificant event. I mean, I think people here really took a moment and thought, oh, what if? And I'm so glad that it unfolded as it did.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, so we're talking about the cell phone killing you. We've seen a lot of reports lately. Now people are starting to talk about this. What does the cell phone do to us health-wise? And when you hear those words, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about cancer? Are we talking about brain problems? What are we talking about?
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing, Kate, and I'm really proud of this story in Men's Health, because I think we found the right way to report it. And here's kind of the two bottom lines. That on one hand, if you listen to a lot of the studies and reports, they'll tell you that cell phones, there's no danger. It's fine. Go ahead and talk on the thing. But if you dig deeply, you find out that, frankly, a lot of that research is being funded by the cell phone industry. Okay? I'm not saying that to invalidate it, but I do think you have to take into consideration the source. Because there is also a lot of other independent research that suggests that there is higher incidences of brain cancer today because of cell phone usage, and in some really interesting patterns. Like, for instance, some of the research suggests that people who live in rural areas have more brain cancer risk and more incidences of brain cancer than people who live in cities, because when your cell signal is lower, when you have less bars, your phone works harder and therefore emits more radiation. That's kind of interesting stuff. And the bottom line on all of this, though, and this is really the approach we took in the story, is that it is, frankly, too early to know whether cell phones are dangerous or not, because cancer is a very slow-developing thing, and it may be that we don't know if they're dangerous or not for another 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Ooh. That's what I wanted you to tell me. Yes, it's definitely dangerous or not.
Well, I understand that, and I mean that, you know, particularly today. I mean, you know, we want it now. We even want instant gratification with our news, and this is one of those stories where we don't. The most accurate thing I think someone can tell you today is that nobody really knows. And if somebody tells you they're absolutely safe or they're absolutely dangerous, the truth is the one factor in life we cannot impact is time. We cannot speed up time to know for sure. And so we're kind of in a place like in the 60s or the early 70s. I remember as a kid when there was all the talk about the dangers of tobacco and how controversial it was to remove tobacco advertising from TV and stuff like that. Well, they were in a similar situation. There was people that said it's dangerous. There were people that said it's not dangerous. But now time tells us that, yes, cigarette smoking is dangerous. So what we're really suggesting in this article is, if you don't know whether it's dangerous or not, but there's a chance that using a cell phone is, why not hedge your bets and do some simple things to at least reduce your risk now, in case we find out in 20 years that it really is dangerous to talk a lot on a cell phone. At least you will have reduced your exposure.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, give us everybody can certainly go and read it, and we hope that they do. But what are some of the quick tips that you can give us about at this point that we could do that might help us? I mean, imagine one of them is a headset.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm even going to go beyond that, because you know what? One of the questions people ask me when I say use a headset is, they say, well, is Bluetooth dangerous? Same problem. We may not know for another 30 or 40 years. So what we suggest is get a Bluetooth headset, get a wired headset, and keep mixing it up. You know, talk with the phone up to this ear, talk with the phone up to that ear. We've already reduced exposure by 50%, right? Now
right.
use the Bluetooth headset in this ear, use it in that ear. Sometimes use the corded headset in this ear and that ear. Now you've taken all the radiation exposure or potential radiation exposure when you hold the phone up to one ear, and you've cut it down into six different ways. Obviously, that's going to have an impact. And then they say just holding the phone as little as 6 inches away from your ear can make a huge difference, just that distance. And then you say, well, then I might as well use the speakerphone. Well, okay, why not when you're alone or you're in the car? Use the speakerphone because now you're holding the phone even further away from your head and the rest of your body.
Sure, and speakerphones, you know this. Speakerphones on a lot of things like the iPhone and some of the other phones sound great anyway. If you're if you're in an enclosed area, you can hear fine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and in fact, if you're shopping for a new phone, you might even make that part of your criteria. I want one with a really good speakerphone. And now here's a couple of really interesting things we talk about in this article. One is everything I just said about the not knowing whether it's dangerous or not applies more to adults than it does to kids. Because if you think about it, kids, their entire bodies are developing, including their brains, all their other organs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agrees, I should say just about everybody agrees, that if there was one group of people that would have the greatest risk from cell phone exposure, you know, a high level of cell phone or radiation exposure from cell phones, it's kids simply because their bodies are developing. Now, at first, parents get a little panicked when they hear that, but then what's the next thing we hear all the time about kids? They don't talk on cell phones anyway. They text.
Right.
So drive home to your kids that unless they're driving, it's better if they text than they talk on the phone anyway. Because unless you have really short arms, texting means you've got the phone a long way from your body.
Ooh, touche. Of course, that makes sense. That's a good thing for about texting. Just make sure that they're not, you know, falling into a manhole.
Well,
and
they may never talk to you at the dinner table again, but at least they're not, you know, exposing themselves to potential cancer problems. And the other thing about kids is, you know, we've talked about how time is a huge factor here. They're young. Their exposure to cell phones, they're going to have far greater exposure to cell phones over their lifetimes than you and I are because they've had them in their entire lives. So the more you can reduce that exposure now, the better chance they're going to have of not having problems down the road simply because they're going to be using these devices for so many more years than you and I are.
Yeah, absolutely. Greg Stebbin, always a pleasure. Men's Health Magazine, you can check it out. Go to menshealth.com. They always have great information in it. Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
It's great to be here, Kate.
All right, so you heard his points. I think the points are all valid, especially if you listen to the kid part, of course. You're talking about how many years down the road, but the thing with the speakerphone is good. If you're just at home or whatever, why wouldn't you put it on speakerphone? It doesn't matter, because who wants to sit there and get cauliflower ear anyway when someone's talking their head off to you to tell you about their girlfriend problems or whatever. More on the death toll rising from the storms in the south around the bend.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16 by 96 inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, it's all about the cleanup. It's the cleanup in Nashville, those streets, the muddy water and the rescue efforts and still looking for some people. At least the rain subsided and the high winds and terrible seas that are choppy are making it tough and breaking up the slick off the Gulf of Mexico in Louisiana and trying to contain that oil spill. So there are a lot of different thoughts on that. BP is going to pay through the nose, but they should. It's their deal. It's their platform. And then what is it ultimately going to do to drilling, offshore drilling? Already Governor Schwarzenegger, for one, switched his support of offshore drilling. And remember, he came from California, is in California, is the governor of California, where we have so many environmentalists. And he went against the grain by saying there should be more offshore drilling and that Obama was right to talk about lifting that ban on the drilling. And now he's changed his mind because of what's happened and what's shaping up to be the worst oil spill. So questions abound. There are not very many answers. And the White House flack spokesperson Robert Gibbs didn't offer very much up either. Here's a little kaleidoscope of what he said earlier in the day.
Specifically, one of the things the president spoke with Thad Allen about and with Paris presidents and fishermen yesterday is setting up a system, and Secretary Napolitano talked about this morning, setting up a system for compensation and claims that isn't bogged down. Fishermen particularly are, we understand what they catch, they're going to sell what they catch in order to spend money to go back out and do it again. So obviously we've got to set up a system that is that provides for that to happen quickly.
And just generally, what is your satisfaction level with BP's performance?
Well, again, they're responsible. We have oversight. I did this a couple times, I think, yesterday. Look, there are many different things that we're focused on. First and foremost is capping this well. There were tests over the weekend on the application of subsea dispersant, which have thus far performed well, and they're continuing to test that, which is instead of spraying the dispersant on the surface of the water, it is to release the dispersant near the source of the leak. And that had some positive impact during the first round of testing. The relief well began, the drilling began on that last evening, which is a more long-term solution.
Yeah, and as he said, it's the more long-term solution, but there is certainly more questions in the direction of the spill, where it's headed, the containment. He talked there about the recourse for people who make their living fishing. That's the big deal. It's going to hit a lot of people in the wild. It's going to hit all of us when we pull up to the pumps. So here's a little bit more on that.
Obviously, BP is working on a structure to put on, possibly put on top of the well and vacuum up the oil to the surface with the water to deal with that. So that's one aspect of what we're dealing with. Secondly, we're dealing with, as the pollutants rise to the surface, containing the spread of that oil on the surface of the water and how that affects both the environment that we're dealing with as well as the local economy. I would say all of those things are what we are overseeing. They're responsible for that. Obviously, they have the unique equipment for dealing with this at a depth of 5,000 feet under the floor under the surface of the ocean, but we are going to continue to ensure that they're doing all that they need to do from the perspective of state, local, and federal authorities. Secretary Napolitano, Secretary Salazar, and Lisa Jackson are meeting this afternoon with BP to get an update from them on their ongoing process and to ensure that they're taking the steps that we feel are necessary to respond to an incident of this magnitude.
Just tell us, cut through the crap and just tell us the heart of this. When, where, why, how, all that. Answer those questions. That's what we want to know, not the rigmarole of we're responding to. He speaks like an official, and I get that he's in that role of the White House spokesperson, but there is a way to cut through the clutter, and man, this guy just cannot do it. Get to the point and stop chasing your tail around constantly, whether we're talking about an oil spill or health care or immigration reform, whatever it is. I think he's got to learn to dance a little bit faster. He's no Ari Fleischer, not even a D.D. Meyer, somewhere lower on the scale. I think I did a show one time where I talked about who would you pink slip in the administration if I were Obama. And there have been a couple of people that have bailed, but not fired. And I think Janet Napolitano, who keeps getting mentioned for other things like, oh, Supreme Court Justice, I think she would be pink slipped. I don't think. If it were my administration, she wouldn't have been there in the first place, but she would get the pink slip. So would Timmy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury brutal, and Eric Holder would be on the list. So would Robert Gibbs. if we were going to pick from everybody on the list, those are the ones that I would bring down. Not necessarily in that particular order, by the way. All right, we're going to jump back to, speaking of Eric Holder, this quickly to give you some more information on what happened with the bomb suspect. The bomb suspect was trying to fly to Dubai. He's a U.S. citizen of Pakistani descent. He had made his way to JFK, and that's exactly what happened. Faisal Shahzad was arrested on Monday night at quarter of midnight, and he was arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents when he was trying to get on that plane for Dubai, and I think he thought he had cleared the hurdles. The intent is now what the Attorney General is saying. They're using the terrorist word. The intent behind this terrorist act was to kill Americans. Shahzad is a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Pakistan, accused of driving that car bomb into Times Square. He's going to be in court on Tuesday. They're still investigating it, but they've got a significant amount of evidence, I guess, and they're using every resource to try to knock it down as fast as they could, but it's clear that he's got some kind of terrorist ties and foreign terrorist ties in Pakistan. He had gone to Pakistan and come back, bought this SUV for cash off of Craigslist, off of a posting there, had fertilizer, had gasoline, had propane gas, had timers with batteries, all put in that Nissan Pathfinder with a potentially powerful bomb. The tourists were cleared on Saturday for 10 hours, and police were tipped off by vendors who saw some smoke coming out of the Nissan. So obviously, once again, a bogus detonator didn't work, so he wasn't able to cap out however many people would have been victims of this. And the people, there's a video that showed a man that was running down Schubert Alley, taking off his shirt, had another shirt underneath. He looked back in the direction of the car, puts the first shirt in the bag. Not clear if this guy is the guy that they're talking about at this point, but there's some definite tell signs here, and there's no question it's pointing in the direction of other people are involved in this. But was this just something that was planned out for a while? Is it something that was planned out on the fly? You know, ultimately, what's the deal with this guy that they arrested? And I love that they pretty much almost had to walk on the plane to get him. So you know that, it, like a scene in the movie, he thinks the bad guy gets away, he thinks he's on the plane, and that's it. Whew, looks like I'm going to make it out of the country, and boy, they got him. Let me tell you about this quickly, too. The judge delayed the trial of the American terror suspects. Remember, two women charged in the plot to knock off the Swedish artist. This was the strangest thing. This is out of Philly. A judge said that they're talking about the possibility of a plea deal, I guess. That's why. And because of the complexity of the case, remember you had the one woman in her 40s from Philadelphia. You had another woman who was in Colorado, and they pled not guilty to charges of helping foreign terror suspects. Once again, this was a case of somebody being radicalized, and they were intent on starting a holy war in Europe and South Asia. And there were a group of other suspects related to this group rounded up in Ireland in March, hours before they announced that this one woman from Philly had been in custody since November. She picked up a nickname, Jihad Jane. That was her on-screen name. And she was going back and forth and trying to plot this out. And it was an assassination attempt, and it didn't get pulled off. That's the good news there. We'll see what the plea bargain's all about. See, this is unfortunately becoming far too common, and who knows what has been swept under the rug that we don't know about. Hang with us coming up on the flip side. Some entertainment news, birthdays, and news you can abuse.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a two-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
Tell you about monkey meatballs. I'm not making it up. Also, a 3,000-pound steer. How much do you think he'd fetch at auction? That's all part of news you can abuse. Also, we have birthdays and this day in history. But before we do that, a little bit of entertainment news with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Not to be confused with Entertainment Tonight, because certainly that's not what this show is. But I saw something interesting, and it was from the Today Show. Michael Douglas talking about his son, and first of all, talking about the fact that he thinks the media overplayed the fact that what was going on with his son and the letters that were written in his behalf. And he didn't go as far as to say that he blamed the media for the amount of years he got, which was five, for selling crystal meth. But he almost said that in his conversation on the Tube, like I said, with one of the morning shows. So check this out.
We believe that they were personal letters to the judge that were to be sealed. But under heavy pressure from news organizations who basically took a minor drug dealing sentence and blew this into a big story because for their own purposes of selling newspapers or keeping it going.
All right, so keeping it going, the one thing he did, and man, I was watching one of those cheesy, for just a few minutes because I couldn't really take it, I was watching one of those cheesy CNN shows where all the faux entertainment reporters, because not even the real entertainment reporters, get on and they just start pounding Michael Douglas. Oh, how can he blame the media? Oh, blah, you know, on and on. And listen, yes, they do. There is a thing where I think that celebrities believe they're invincible, and especially when they're children of celebrities, and then they have their own children, and then, you know, it starts to roll from there. But I mean, give me a break. I thought that they were pounding him too much, because he did say his son dealt drugs, and here's what he went on to explain.
Look, my son was a drug dealer, and he's been trying to kill himself for a while, and I can't condone his behavior. This disease, as you look at it, certainly the family has a lot to do with it. I've taken blames about being a bad father. I mean, being a bad father is, you know, working your butt off trying to create a career at one time. I've also confessed the fact that I was in rehab 20 years ago.
Yeah, so give Gordon Gekko a break, all right? I mean, yeah, I actually think that he got lucky with the 5 years, because for that offense you could easily get 10. Of course, they had never rousted him on anything else. So 5 is kind of a split the difference deal, I think. I mean, honestly. We move on from that to this ridiculous woman. She needs to just go away. I don't care what she thinks. I don't care what she says. I don't care how many times she has sex with John Edwards. If she had slept with him a million times, their baby, any of this nonsense, it's just, she's just creepy to me. She gets the creepy award. Listen to a little slice of Ryle Hunter.
I assumed that she was standing there when he said that. And he was in a, you know, traumatic state. His worlds had just collided, and he hung up the phone. I didn't cry. I had the thought, what do you mean, Robert? We're just getting started. I cried a number of times over the next few days, hysterically, a number of times over the next few days.
Okay.
It was a terrible time. There is a sex. I don't think there was a lot of thought going on in the heat of the moment. It was a, you know, something behind closed doors that was private and I believe should remain private.
Mm-hmm.
So it was is meant for that. And then after the fact, though, of doing this, because of being a public person and because of it being taped, we said, well, that was not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something to prevent anyone from seeing it, because we don't want anyone to see our private business.
Yeah, whatever. Your private business, you messed around with a married man, politician, you get pregnant, you try to pull off this ruse, then you put him in even more hot water because of the whole videotaping deal, and were you accepting money for the pack, and there's not anything in this woman that makes you even want to like her. You feel nothing for her. And I didn't see that interview, but it was apparently on Oprah's show, and they're saying, I read a story today that they're saying she lied to Oprah. Who cares? Go away. Matt, can we just kick her off the show? Never, ever. We're never going to hear another piece of tape from her unless she murders someone.
It sounds like a plan to me.
Oh, she sounds like a bubble-headed idiot, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not even pretty. I'm sorry. No,
wow.
No, she's not. I'm just saying, John Edwards, come on. You know, what is up with that?
That's men. We've talked about it plenty on this show. It's the men
power.
That have the power.
Yeah.
And think they can get away with everything.
Yeah. Well, he made a big mistake. I mean, I don't care whatever he does in his personal life. He really pulled the wool over the eyes of so many people that believed in John Edwards and his whole message in running for president. Yeah. All right, we're going to move along to some crazy upside down news. And that includes this out of Montana, 3,000-pound steer Hereford steer, rather, that kept the herd line, they say, in a southwestern Montana cattle ranch for a decade, sold for $1,670 at auction. What do you do with this deer like that? I'm almost answering my own question. So I guess they were kind of sorry to see the steer go. I saw a picture of him. He's just huge. I'm saying huge. The name of the steer, Cletus. Yeah. They had to let him go. 3,000 pounds. What was this steer eating? It's probably eating them out of house and ranch. That's the idea. You fatten them up and you get rid of them. You fatten them up. It's the same process every day. It's like Groundhog Day. Fatten them up, get rid of them. Fatten them up, get rid of them. Right? Isn't that supposedly how it goes? Okay, so we move from Cletus to sadly being sold at auction to this crazy story. Two people were arrested in Jakarta. Why? Because the Indonesian police had to pick up the couple because they made meatballs from the flesh of protected monkeys. Oh, monkey meatballs? It doesn't even sound good to me. Are you kidding me? Oh, they found a whole bunch of them, too. And then they found rifles and all this other stuff, so apparently they were making... they've caught them with the monkey meatballs, and meatball soup is popular in Indonesia, and they were trying to pass it off. Oh, I wonder how many years you get for monkey meatballs. All right, quickly, a couple of hits on this day in history. In 1802, Washington, D.C. was incorporated as a city. In 1916, the Irish nationalist Patrick Pierce and two others were executed by the British for their roles in the Easter Rising. If you know anything about Irish history, you'll know what that's about. And also in 1978, Sunday fell on a Wednesday. Thousands of people were extolling the virtues of solar energy, held events across the country. That was 78. And how widespread is solar energy at this point? I would say not very, really. There are certainly people who utilize it, but from 78 to now, the word did not really spread, I would say. We move from a couple of quick hits on the history file to birthdays. Can we have some music, please?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Oh, that Matt Johnson, he is a whiz. We love him here on America Tonight. There was a rumor that he was going to get picked up by Farrell's Ice Cream Parlors and actually be the birthday guy instead of having those singers. You know what I'm talking about. Lance Bass, 31 years old. You know who Lance Bass is. He was recently on Dancing with the Stars, member of the boy band NSYNC. How about Randy Travis? A lot of you are country fans, country music fans. That's who he is. He's a country singer, 51 years old. Pia Isadora is 54 years old. She was in a bunch of movies like Butterfly. George F. Will, you see him if you watch one of the Sunday shows anyway, ABC. George F. Will is 69 years old. If you're celebrating big old birthday, if it's a milestone, just lean in close and blow out all those candles and enjoy it. It's another day of living, woohoo, in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Idiot! It's simple!